kinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare insaya kabe rasoya kabe bebu besposen sa propalena yo maya ke yana pia mundo mobaina yo maya ke yana pia mundo mobaina.
Here is the news. UNESCO assessors will re-evaluate the Toba Caldera Geopark in North Sumatra from July 21st up to 25th, focusing on its compliance with recommendations to improve management. Azizul Khalis, General Manager of the Toba Caldera UNESCO Global Geopark Management Agency, recently said that the assessors will visit several sites around the Lake Toba, including Eden 100 Park in Siongang Utara Village, Toba District. The Hajj Management Agency has said that President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Saudi Arabia is an important opportunity to strengthen strategic synergy between the two countries, especially in organizing the Hajj pilgrimage. The head of Hajj Management Agency, Muhammad Irfan Yusuf, in a statement released in Jakarta recently conveyed that the agency is present to accompany the president in this bilateral visiting as part of the transition process for organizing the Hajj. That's the news.
Bernyanyi Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Samarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Samarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening!
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, on Wednesday, 2nd July 2025, I do hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness, including to your family. I'm Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, today, as you can say, as the first week of July, we know that the time goes fast. Every day, every week, every month, it seems that it rolls out so fast, so quickly, I mean. So, whatever it is, you must push yourself to make such better improvement, to make or to build or to improve about your capacity in order to make your life better than before. Well, you know that the world, it seems that the world is full of uncertainties. Therefore, you must also be able to do something that can give you much goodness, that can make you have such preparedness in order to make it better than before. And just make sure that today must be better than yesterday. Well, still we have also other songs that would like to entertain you. Still, the song we hope that would be able to fully make you feel enjoyable, feel relaxed while accompanying your daily activities. Now the song is from what song, Faisal? The song is from Tip X with title Genit. Enjoy the song.
Bibir berginju, kerdik mata merayu jelas coba mengganggu. Tawarannya terpasang bukan tanpa tujuan. Satu korban terjerat itulah harapan. Parfum semerbak membius pusat saraf. Hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. Bergejolak, semua coba berontak. Ketika tak kuasa langsung ku lari mengelak. Penuh dengan warna-warni. Bila terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar. Semua pasti ada jalan keluar. Cobalah
the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba. Aku, di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini, selama ku tahu. Tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini. Jati diriku.
www.voynews.id. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, whatever you do, this must be based on your heart, your willingness, and even your power. Because sometimes what you do, and it is based on yourself, based on your willingness, this can be carried out so hard. This can be done enthusiastically, and even by the hope having, you know, what you want. That's the power of willingness. Well, talking about that, we have also another wise word. Now it is from Raden Ajeng Kartini. He said, sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajeng Kartini is an Indonesian hero who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love.
Segala rasa dan kata yang kau pikir itu cinta.
Kau juga membawa segala janji dan mimpi yang kau kira itu cinta.
Kisah indah kita bagai dewa demi, tak perlu alasan untuk saling cinta.
Tawa canda,
sakit hati,
hati rindu,
air mata,
semua nyata pada kita ketika cinta ada.
Makianmu,
cemburumu,
ocehanmu,
amarahmu,
nikmati dan katakan
selamat datang cinta. Kita ketika cinta ada.
Makianku,
cemburumu,
ocehanku,
amarahmu,
nikmati dan katakan
selamat datang cinta.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, Rabu, only smoke Kamis, on Monday, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Senin, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday
Rabu,
evening, Rabu, the big eruption happened.
Tapi dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Rabu, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Dan mengeluarkan lahar, belum
but
letusan.
On Monday, Tuesday, gemuruh, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption.
Nah,
there were only thunder and fiber. If we stored
nah,
water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu Galunggung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi, beras dari air galunggung itu,
before galunggung erupted, its premium product was normal.
Sehingga but mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice,
beras
which is produced from galunggung water,
di supermarket mana
tuh premium.
Ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Bapak